The body knows how to heal itself, and you have the power to fully recover. If both are true, and you know in your heart, mind, and soul that both are true, then why aren't you and why aren't many people symptom-free today? I have an answer to that question for you that I want to work with you today on. The answer is, you may be getting something out of currently experiencing the symptoms of Parkinson's. That is, it does something for you. I don't want to suggest that any of this is conscious. Unlikely it is conscious, and more likely it is unconscious. Let me explain. When I say you may be getting something out of feeling lousy, you're probably thinking, give me a break. I don't like this. I don't want this. I want out of it. So what might you be getting out of this? Well, there are many answers, obviously. Let me just give two examples by way of simply explaining what it is that I mean. It's possible that you might have been doing a job that you found egregious, that you found distasteful, a job that you were doing because you needed to bring in money to support the family. How was it going to ever come to pass that you could just one day stand up and say, I quit, I'm not doing this after all? How could you do it if this was the sole support of the family system? You certainly couldn't, because you knew everyone was depending on you. So you are torn. Part of you says, I really can't do this work another day. The other part of you says, I must do this another day, for everyone is counting on me to come through for them. What then does a condition like Parkinson's do for you in this instance? It gives you a clear and unequivocal excuse to quit, to say, I'm done. I've got to do something else with my life. And everyone else is going to say, well, of course, there is no choice. Let me offer a second possible example, one that may or, of course, may not apply to you. For some individuals, social contact is a true challenge. Some people get very anxious in social situations, and it is uncomfortable to talk with another person about anything that is personal or to the heart. How can you avoid having social contact? Well, it's quite difficult these days. After all, there are friends, there are family members, oftentimes there are coworkers. People want to hang out, they want to talk, they want to deal with various issues. How do you avoid having to have contact with people? One good way is, if you have symptoms that are debilitating, symptoms that create serious mobility challenges, symptoms that preclude the possibility that you can drive, that will do the trick quite nicely. You can't go to bridge parties. You can't go to social events. You can't go to social gatherings because you can't get there. Mind you, this is not conscious. All of this is unconscious. That is, part of you may say, well, I like to go to parties. I like to play bridge. I like to have fun. There's nothing wrong with that. And yet, if you dig a little bit deeper, it may be that you'll realize, well, you can tolerate so much of that, but the truth is that you like alone time better than you like social time. Two examples. There are obviously hundreds and hundreds of other possibilities of why an illness like Parkinson's disease might actually be giving you something that you seriously covet. Think about the issue then. There is a strong part of you that says, I am ready to be symptom-free. Think of what is happening here as a relationship. If you would, for purposes of what we are about to do, give Parkinson's disease an identity. Think of the illness as a person. Somebody who is a big part of who you are. And let's give Parkinson's disease a voice. For the first time, let's actually hear from them. Why is this important? Well, since it is a relationship, think about what you're really saying to Parkinson's disease, the other person in this case. What you're saying is, I'm fed up with you. I don't want to hang out with you anymore. I want you to get lost permanently. Now just imagine if you happen to be Parkinson's disease, that's pretty big time stuff. You're telling me to get lost. You're telling me that's it. That's final. No more relationship. Well, if you'll think about it for a moment, Parkinson's disease really has a relationship only with one other person, and that happens to be you. Without you, Parkinson's disease has no existence. They vanish. They disappear. Now, if you give them a presence, if you give them a voice, you can begin to appreciate the power of what this message does to them when you say, I'm done. I'm ready to be through with you. I'm ready to get on with my life. I am ready to come into my full power and to be symptom free. How do we then get at the true meaning of what is really and truly going on between you and Parkinson's disease? I propose doing this in a novel and a creative way. Let's have a discussion with Parkinson's disease. Let's have that discussion now and listen to what it is that they have to say to you. Instead of you doing all the talking, let's be quiet and let's listen and reflect back on what it is that Parkinson's disease has to say to us. Let's tease out any and all reasons why this particular condition may be actually advantageous to you. So, settle in, take a breath in and a breath out, and imagine, if you would, in your third eye, that you are sitting in a chair in front of this being that we are labeling as your Parkinson's disease. They are now sitting in a chair facing you. Their knees jutting against your knees, their eyes solidly fixed on your eyes. Ask Parkinson's disease now, what is it you are doing for me now? What is it? And as they look solidly into your eyes, their knees juxtaposed up against your knees, listen to what it is that they have to say to you now. Ask again. What is it that you are really doing for me? I want to get it. I want to understand. Tell me now, what is it that you really are doing for me now? What else? What else is there? Is that all? I want to hear everything. I want to know everything. Tell me everything now. What is it that you are doing for me now, today, in the moment? What are you really doing for me now? Tell me everything. With their knees juxtaposed up against your knees and with their eyes locked into your eyes, we now ask Parkinson's disease to be quiet. I now ask you to do the following. Say to Parkinson's disease, let me see now, let me make sure that I understand what it is that you have just told me. I just heard you say, and now repeat back to Parkinson's disease what it is that they just told you. Reflect it back now. Let's do a little follow-up to make sure that everything is clear. Ask Parkinson's disease now, did I get it right or not? Is there more that I didn't quite understand? Tell me. And now listen to what Parkinson's disease has to say to you as they look you square into the eyes, knees juxtaposed up against your knees. Listen to what they have to tell you now as a follow-up. So now, let me see if I've got it all correctly, say to them, please. Am I getting it right when I say, and now please repeat back again, and clarify what it is that Parkinson's disease is telling you. Reflect it back to Parkinson's disease now. As you squarely look them into their eyes, your knees juxtaposed to their knees. Is that a good summary? Did I get it right this time? Ask Parkinson's disease and listen to the answer now. I now invite you to validate what Parkinson's disease has just said to you. Say to them, if you would please, that makes good sense to me. I can understand that. I can see how you would see it in that way. And now, say the following to Parkinson's disease. I imagine, given what you have just said, that you might be feeling abandoned. Is that what you're feeling? Listen to the answer. Eyes locked on eyes and knees juxtaposed against knees. I imagine you might be feeling unwanted, undeserved, underappreciated. Is that what you're feeling? Listen to the answer now. Eyes locked on eyes and knees juxtaposed against knees. So it is that there has to be a choice made, a declaration delivered. Is it the case that you want to continue this relationship with Parkinson's disease? Knees locked against knees, eyes locked inextricably together? Or is it your wish and your choice to unlock eyes and distance knees and bid farewell to Parkinson's disease as you walk down the path of recovery into a new life, into a new beginning? What is your choice now? Still with knees locked and eyes connected to one another, say now to Parkinson's disease the following. I thank you for all that you have done for me. You have been a gift in disguise. I had no idea what all you have truly done for me. I thank you. Your work is now done. I now bid you farewell. Perhaps we'll meet in another time and place, but that time and place is not now in this life. For in this body, I choose to engage a different path with others. And now, in your mind's eye and in your imagination, unlock your knees, unlock your eyes with Parkinson's disease, and stand up gracefully and effortlessly. bow to Parkinson's disease, who is still seated. Turn around with grace, pride, dignity, anticipation. Walk away step by step as you march into a future that is full of opportunity, of new experiences, of hope for a life that is all that you in your dreams have wanted it to be. Walk away now, step by step by step. Walk away now. No regrets. No hesitation. See the future of who you are today and who you are becoming. In a body that is healing now. What is it that you see now as you walk down this path? What's in the distance for you? What is waiting for you now? Get closer. I realize the image is not quite clear, so continue to walk or run if you wish, or skip if you prefer. Get closer and see what it is that awaits you. And as you get near and see what it is that is waiting for you down this new road to recovery, lock yourself to that, eye to eye, knees nestled up to knees. For this is the place where your destiny will be fulfilled. May you continue down this path and join up with other opportunities and other experiences that will fulfill your heart with endless joy and happiness. May your energy soar. May your life force explode. Many blessings. I'm Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.